Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by...
You like the way I cut that off, just right at the moment where it says, hosted by... and it touches. How y'all doing today? I'm just chilling, I'm relaxing. I want you to know... I got some snow outside my window, and I mean, it's really kicking up out there also. I mean, it's really, really, really a lot of snow. I have appointments that I have to go to tomorrow, and there's nobody to clean all that snow off my car but moi, so as soon as it stops, I don't care if it's dark. I'm going to go out there and brush some of that fluffy stuff off my car. Hopefully it'll be warmer tomorrow, and it'll melt some of it. Whatever I left on tomorrow, it'll melt. And if it's too cold to melt, at least I won't have a whole bunch of frozen, fluffy stuff on my windshield and on my roof. So that's what the deal is, 62 more days until springtime. You know, I do my usual countdown. That's what's happening in my brain right now. 62 more days until springtime. That's 2 whole months. And I'm doing the countdown already. Oh, man. I tell you what we're going to do this whole entire year. We're going to run through the 12 steps of recovery of spiritual growth and whatever, for people who need to hear this stuff. And I don't think it will bother or it will be a waste of time for everyone to hear it. Because a lot of us who are in recovery programs, we usually say, oh my gosh, it's amazing. More people should be doing 12 steps and the world will be a better place. And that's kind of sort of true, because it's a magical moment. If you can process through or progress through the 12 steps, and who knows, you may have an addiction that you're not even aware of. And so I did say that I was going to do a recovery countdown, and I just found a new 12-step program that just popped into my brain this morning. I have a friend who's been struggling with Overeaters Anonymous and backsliding and slipping and carrying on. And we were having a conversation last night. So I said, so what did you relapse on? And she said, well, you know, I do the relapse on the cakes and the pies and, oh, and I just, and the candy and the sweets and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, like, she's really struggling with this Overeaters Anonymous thing. And I woke up this morning and I said, wait a minute. I had a lady come to me the other day and said, you know, I might need a 12-step recovery program of some sort because I'm addicted to sugar. And it dawned on me that this friend may not even be an overeater. So I called her up and I said, you may not even be an overeater. You may need to be in a recovery program for sugar. And so what I did was I got on my computer to see if there were any recovery programs for sugar. And sure enough, I found a 12-step program for sugar and carbs. Sugar and Carb Addicts Anonymous. I thought that was amazing. So before we get into what Lena has to share and say with us, why don't we do our 12-step recovery roll call, so people out there will know the different recovery programs they are online. And I'm going to do this roll call every single month. So hopefully at the beginning of the show, I'll do the recovery roll call. And those of you who are regular listeners, you can come in like, say, 4 minutes later. So you don't have to hear the roll call every single show that we do. okay? But it's only going to be read one show a month, and probably maybe the third show like I'm doing now, because this is when I'm doing it. And so I'm not going to do it on both shows in the entire month. Probably just do it one show for the month, and it'll probably be the third show, the third week. Yes, we have shows the first and second Sunday, first and third. So it'll be the third Sunday of the month. So let's do this roll call. Then we do a little preview of step one and what the principle is, because this is January. This is the first month of the year. So if we do one step per month, we'll get through all 12 steps on the third show of each month. So, recovery roll call. These are programs patterned after Alcoholics Anonymous, okay? And it says fellowships with reasonably close variations to the 12 steps and traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. So, let's do this roll call. We have Alcoholics Anonymous. We have Adult Children of Alcoholics. We have Al-Anon and Alateen. That's the family groups, Al-Anon family group. We have the doing a roll call here, doing a roll call, a recovery roll call before we get into what Lena has to say. And so we started with Alcoholics Anonymous. We have Adult Children of Alcoholics. We have Al-Anon and Alateen. We have Cocaine Anonymous. We have Clutterers Anonymous, Crystal Meth Anonymous. We have Co-Anon. We have Codependent Anonymous. We have Codependent of Sex Addicts. We have Co-Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. We have Chronic Pain Anonymous, Debtors Anonymous, Emotions Anonymous. So what we're saying is there are so many 12-step recovery programs out there that people don't even know exist, because they're only focused on AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, N.A., Narcotics Anonymous. So let's do some of these and let people know, you know, at least once a month, what's going on out there. We have Emotions Anonymous, Emotional Health Anonymous. We have Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous. We have Food Addicts Anonymous. We have Gamblers Anonymous. We have Gam-Anon. We have Heroin Anonymous. We have Internet and Technology Addicts Anonymous. Marijuana Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous. Nail Biters Anonymous. NAR Anon, that's Narcotics Anonymous. We have Nicotine Anonymous. We have Overeaters Anonymous. We have Online Gamers Anonymous. Now, these are addictions that people really, really are suffering through. We have Pills Anonymous. Sexaholics Anonymous. Smokers Anonymous, Sex Addicts Anonymous, Sexual Compulsives Anonymous. We have the Sugar, the one that I just found today on the internet, Sugar and Carb Addicts Anonymous, Survivors of Incest Anonymous, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. We have Self-Mutilators, those are your cutters, your people that do the cutting. I mean, a lot of people don't know that they have 12-step programs for these individuals. We have Under-Earners Anonymous. Can you believe that? There are people who are addicted to under-earning. And we also have the Standard Workaholics Anonymous. Okay? Now, all of these recovery programs, 12-step recovery programs, if you go to my webpage, www.insidematterstalk.com, 12-step recovery programs. Click on that link, and you'll be able to find the list of all of these recovery programs. And what you'll also find is if you click on the recovery program that you're interested in checking out, click on the title of that recovery program, and I already have the link attached to that title, and it takes you to another page right there to that recovery program's link, you know? So there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that there is a recovery program for you, and you may not even know that you're addicted to something, or you know that you're addicted to something, and you're like, Dad, you know, How come I keep doing this every day? Well, how come I can't stop doing this? I say I'm not going to get on the internet today, but I get on there anyway. Why? What is wrong? You don't know until you know. And that's the whole thing about being addicted. You don't know until you know. And once you know, like I said, we're going to go through one step a month. So let's talk about that first step. Because recovery can be intimidating. Many people hear about the 12 steps and how they were made famous by Alcoholics Anonymous and think that the whole process is just too complicated. Well, this is precisely why it is so important to have a better understanding of the 12 principles of that recovery. The 12 principles are basic spiritual concepts that guide the steps. When you can grasp the underlying idea behind each step, it greatly simplifies things and makes it easier for you to follow the path of your spiritual journey. So we'll take a closer look at each of the steps as we progress through the year. If you want to know what all 12 of the steps are, you might want to listen to the show that we had on the first Sunday of the month, because that's when I went through all of the 12 steps. Today, I'm just going to talk about step one, because January is the first month of the year, and we'll talk about one step per month, and we won't go into a whole lot of detail. We're just going to review it for the month that we're in, and then I'm going to move on to what Lena Stevens had to say in the Power Path Report, because a lot of people like that. And then if we have enough time, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pull one of the cards from the Whimsical Tarot and give that to you for our month as far as what the Whimsical Tarot has to say to those of you listening out there. So back to step one and the principle behind it. In step one of all recovery programs, we admit we are powerless over our addiction. Whatever that addiction is, sugar, marijuana, internet, whatever. We have to admit we're powerless over our addiction and that our lives have become unmanageable. Okay? This is the principle of surrender. This includes powerlessness over people, places, and things. And this is the first step of recovery. The first step may be confusing to you because you want to say to yourself, how can you expect to win the fight against your addiction if you are powerless? Well, it goes against everything you think you know about the war on any type of addiction. That's entirely the point. You are powerless over it. Insanity has been described as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Now, doesn't that perfectly describe your previous attitudes and attempts at giving up an addiction? How many times have you tried to quit your addiction, you know, whether it's drinking, drugging, overeating, smoking marijuana, you know, workaholic, and swearing that this time, oh Lordy, this time I really, really, really mean it. I mean it this time. And then what happens is you go right back to it. How come I can't stop? How come when I say I'm not going to do this, I wind up doing it anyway? And it has nothing to do with willpower. Okay? So, how many times have you solemnly sworn and promise other people, but those promises have been proven to be inadequate? And this is not to criticize. It's just the nature of addiction. Addiction is the disease of the brain that hijacks your will and renders your best intentions ineffectual. And because in some cases you are trying to overcome substance-caused physical and chemical changes, these substances and chemicals changes are also within your own brain. So, you know, it's a brain thing, it's an emotional thing, it's a physical thing. Your solo attempt at recovery was doomed to failure before you even started. If you are like most addicts, your substance use was at least partially fueled by your stubbornness. You cope with your problems in your own way by drinking, drugging, eating, gambling, sexing, etc., 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 to numb uncomfortable stress and emotions. And when that becomes a problem, you insisted that you could manage just fine on your own. Well, it hasn't exactly worked, has it? But when you admit that your best intentions are unequal to the task and surrender to the reality of your addiction, you open yourself up to other possibilities that may be right for you. So surrendering does not mean giving up. On the contrary, it means you now have the freedom to move beyond your own will and ego. How about that? You know, once you accept something as being the cause, then you can do something about it. But as long as you say you don't have this, or this is not you, or that's not me, or, you know, I'm not an alcoholic, well, of course, as long as you say that, you're going to keep on drinking. You're not even going to give up the drinking because, you know. And then there are a lot of people that say, well, yeah, I'm an alcoholic, I know it, but at least I'm legal. They got places for me that I can go to, you know, but while you're still killing your liver, you're still killing your heart, you're still... I have a woman that I know that when she gave up drinking alcohol, she lost 30-some-odd pounds. Now, come on, you know how much sugar she was putting in her body by drinking, you know, the alcohol? So you can, you know... Addictions can give you even diabetes. It can affect you mentally, physically, morally, spiritually. And so that's when you give yourself to surrendering. And that's what I've got to say about step one. Admit we're powerless over our addiction and our lives have become unmanageable. And the fact that once we admit it, that means we've surrendered to the fact that we do have a problem that needs to be addressed. So there you go. I was looking at Lena's power bath today, and Lena's pretty much on the money. She always is. I love Nina. Lena. I love Lena Stevens's power bath. And I want you to know that a lot of what Lena says, I've taken it right off her website. So it's not considered plagiarism because when I first started doing this, I got permission from the website and Lena permission to recap her words verbatim to the audience because I don't want to ad-lib what she says because then I take it. If I take it out of context, I screw it up and I'm giving you all false, whatever. It's not really valid. But her power path for the month of January is all about values, you know? And Lena was saying, as we begin the new cycle of the year, 2022, what we value is up for review. We are putting energy into that which we are serving or not serving or not serving us. So what should we be cherishing and putting energy into that we are not putting energy into? She went on to say, this is an interesting month where choices and change will be based on what we value. The personal truth will guide our priorities. We have been imprinted by media. Y'all know what's going on the news, conditioning. You know what, you know, you surround yourself by people and what they say and what you pick up and what you embrace and those outside judgments about what is valuable and what is not. As we move forward out of the chaos and uncertainty of the last year and into the anticipation of what this new year will bring, we are in a perfect position to reevaluate what is most important to us, regardless of what others think or what we believe to be valuable in the past. So where we go from here and how we manifest our future will depend on the foundation of values we come from. It is no longer viable to base intentions on an old paradigm or on something that is not truly true for us. I like that. Something that is not truly true for us. As I'm watching the board light up, it distracts me, but it's a beautiful sight to see. The values up for review this month are what we value or undervalue about ourselves, our personal strengths, talents, medicine, as well as our relationships to others, our bodies, each other, and even nature. What do you value in nature? We also review the true value of our ambitions and dreams and whether they come from an authentic place of truth or past imprinting or the intentions of others. We evaluate our personal environment and whether it supports us or not. It is a great month to continue the big clean out. Not only of physical items that no longer resonate with you, but also habits, there you go, them 12-step recovery programs, behaviors, okay, energy leaks, and attitudes that should not be given any value. The law of attraction is alive and well this month. And what you put your energy into will grow and spread like a virus. It is time to starve the fear and negativity and to feed the curiosity, optimism, hope, and everything that you value about yourself. Not only yourself, but this includes your environment, others, and your entire life. When you feed the positive, it will spread and affect everything around you. You know, we say we create our own reality. You know, that which we think, that's what we conceive, what we perceive. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm listening to them shovel that snow outside my window, too. So if you feed the negative, the same thing will happen. Okay, so we got to let the negative go. And there are so many people that want to attract us to their negative way of being or say and do things that are so negative that they want to pull us into their negativity. So, you know, we need to keep it positive. We need to keep it hopeful and optimistic no matter what. You should be inspired by what you value. This is an emotionally centered year where the points of reference and the reality checks will be based more on what feels right rather than what you think should be right. So now we're moving into our feelings, our intuition, you know. One of the themes for 2022 is a recapitulation of the past that includes sorting out your values, as opposed to values imprinted upon you by others. It is important work this month as it will help to create a foundation that will support how and what you manifest for the entire year. The theme of values and resetting them for yourself also includes looking at quality versus quantity. We have been conditioned as a consumer society that more is better and that power lies in how much you have instead of how valuable what you have is. We are in a new time where our perceptions are changing, our awareness is increasing, and we are becoming more mature in our responsibilities. It is time to claim our truth, reset our priorities and what we value, and move forward with curiosity and hope into the positive opportunities of 2022. Now, Lena would like you to know how the month shows up for you personally. She expresses this as a good month for self-reflection. Self-reflection, awareness, and taking as much personal time as you possibly can to evaluate what is important and a priority in your life. Watch your emotional reactions and evaluate them from a place of neutrality so you can use them as a barometer for where you need to change. Excuse me. The impatience obstacle of the year will definitely tend to slide to martyrdom this month as you reflect on self-value, what you assume others value or devalue about you, and what you have been conditioned with in regards to your own personal value. So you need to see this as an opportunity to extricate yourself from the past and to reset a new value system for yourself that includes feeding what you value with appreciation, gratitude, and inspiration. You got to remember that if you are not inspired by something, it is probably lacking in value. You can either let it go or you can infuse it with a new energy. This would be true for something you always valued, but others around you did not value and judged you for your attention to it. You know, a lot of times we value stuff and other people are looking at us like we're crazy because we value a particular thing. And because it's not a value of theirs, they think that we're insane. But what Lena is saying is, this would be true of you valuing something that is valuable to you, but others around you did not. And they looked at you and judged you for your attention to it. What do you personally cherish and love? What ideas, talents, inner desires, and inspirations do you value in yourself? What do you value in others? Much about this month has to do with looking at a glass half full instead of half empty. I saw something on one of the websites earlier that said, you know, if you can't decide if your glass is half full or half empty, why don't you just get a smaller glass and pour it in the smaller glass and then you got a full glass. So, you know, you create your own reality and you'll see things the way you desire to see them because it's your value system. If you are a person who is always focused and fixated on what is missing, what does not work, what needs fixing, and what is wrong, then you have work to do in changing that around. Relationships will go through evaluation this month as well, as I wet my whistle because my mouth is getting dry. Nothing like some good old cold ice water. So since those relationships will go through evaluation this month, we have to be warned against throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Under times of stress, it is easy to look at the negative aspects of relationship. How you are not being supported and how you are not being valued or how your freedom is being compromised. We can be quick to judge others and take their judgments personally. Now, this month, it is a good idea to evaluate what you value and cherish about your relationships. Feed the ones that are a priority and make choices around the ones that no longer have any value in your life. This may require some completion as you shift through what feeds you and what leaks your energy. So let me repeat that. This may require some completion as you sift through what feeds you and what leaks your energy. As you give yourself more value, certain relationships that you have been putting up with for lack of deserving something better may need to be released. How many of us stay in relationships that we really don't want, even jobs? You know, you can't stand a job, but you just stay there. I have a friend who works in a school, and he works in a private school. And the school was fully masked. Everybody had to mask up in the school, students, teachers, administration, everybody had to mask up. And then they put in place our new governor of the state that I live in, okay? And this governor is saying masks aren't mandatory in the school. So now the school is beginning to, you know, the school has made a new rule. You know, the governor says you don't have to mask up, or you mask up if you want to. Well, you know, some of us have family members that are subject to dying if they catch COVID. So now you have some people that's trying to decide whether they're going to stay in their job or not, or they're just going to have to resign. But this is what they value. And when people value certain things, we can't judge them for how they're viewing the valuation of the things that they hold near and dear to them in their own lives. So there are some people who are saying, well, then I can't work here anymore. And so it is. And then there are some people who say, you idiot, you're not going to go to work, blah, 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 blah. That's their business. That's their choice. And you know what? It's not our business, and it's not our judgment to make on what they decide for what they want to do that's valuable to them. So as you give yourself more value, certain relationships that you have been putting up with for lack of deserving something better may need to be released. All right? On the other hand, it is important to evaluate whether a relationship is still valuable enough, though there may be one point of resistance, a habit or a behavior that can be modified. If it can be modified, well, maybe you want to hold on to that. The best practice is not to take anything personally and to take responsibility for your own reactions and judgments. Pragmatic, mature choices will follow as you claim your value and empower yourself with a new energy. Is that cool? As far as health and physical body, the physical body may also be going through a biggest changes this month. As you reestablish more value for it in your relationship to it. I really need to value my body a whole lot more than I've been doing, because I live in a building where they have an exercise room downstairs. My apartment complex is almost... My granddaughter came to visit me. She says, oh, my gosh, Grandma, this looks like you're in a hotel. That's because that's how huge it is, and the halls are so long. You know, but we also have a solarium. That's a sun room, and we have an exercise room. And for me to walk from my apartment through the building to get to my car on the other side of the building, it takes me 500-some-odd steps just to do that. So if I walk to my car and walk back to my apartment every single day, at least once, I would have already walked 1,000 some steps, you know? So for me to understand that my physical body may go through the biggest change this month as I reestablish more value for it in my relationship for it, I need to take heart at that. Our own physical bodies are sometimes the first to be judged as inadequate, whether you blame someone or something else for that inadequacy. So working on your relationship with your physical body in terms of value can greatly affect your sense of well-being. Increasing awareness of how your body supports you is helpful in moving forward into that new relationship with it. So how do you support your body? Any energy leak, it's supposed to be leak and I say link. Any energy leak or poor practice, habit, or behavior will become very apparent, and it will be your responsibility to make mature choices about what and how to change. So as you refocus and reestablish value for your physical body, you will be inspired to make those changes to support it. I sure hope so, because sometimes I just don't have the inspiration to do what I know I need to do. Let's talk about what Nina sees for the rest of this month, starting with tomorrow. January 17th, we have a full moon in Cancer. That's interesting. So if you would like to look up the full moon in Cancer on your internet, check it out. What does that full moon in Cancer mean to you? And it's also called a wolf moon. My son, he's into wolves. He'll find that interesting that the full moon tomorrow is called the wolf moon. January 17th to the 23rd, this time frame supports a deeper connection to your medicine, your personal value, your passion, your vision for your own future, and your commitment to it no matter what. This is where you get to claim your power and your certainty about who you are and what you are about. However, this is also a time that requires great patience, especially with others that are still in the process of self-discovery. It is very important to channel this passion into something creative and expressive, as well as to move this energy through the body in a physical way so it does not overly intensify. Use your inspiration to leap forward towards something that is clearly in your path as an opportunity. Nina is saying January 24th to 31st, this is a week. During that week, it's punctuated by innovation, eccentricity, and personal authenticity. Sounds like a week I can't wait to be involved in. If you were in a play, which character would you wish to be? It's time for us to be curious, be creative, be eccentric, and put value into what is drawing you towards something new. This can be a very exciting time where consciousness and awareness can increase and doors to new opportunities can open in a dramatic and clear way. All righty now. In order to take full advantage of what this time frame has to offer, optimism, hope, and inspiration need to be a primary focus and attitude. If you find yourself sliding down into a negative thought, martyrdom, or depressive energy, turn it back around. You know, quickly turn it back around. And bring it about, bring about some curiosity and inspiration. Turn that bad boy back around. Then we have on the 31st a new moon, and it'll be in Aquarius. Come on, Aquarius. That's my month. And that will be called the Black Moon. Okay? So there's your end of the month report from Lena. Before we go, I'm gonna pull you a whimsical tarot card and see what the let's see what spirit has to say to everybody. We'll see. I love these cards. Whimsical tarot. Here's a nursery rhyme and Mother Goose and fairy tales, tarot cards. They're the cute ones. They're the sweet ones. And they're not boogie. They're nice. The energy is soft but firm. Yeah, they're soft but firm. You know? Like, say, for instance, I guess a texture soft and firm would be something like Jell-O. Jello is soft, but it's firm. If you know of anything else that's soft, but firm, let me know. So here's your card. Ooh, you have a major arcana. A major arcana. Tarot cards have major arcanas, which means those are your spirit cards. Those are from spirit. And then you have your minor cards. The minor arcanas are your mundane cards. They're your muggle cards. They're your down to earth. They're the physical plane. When you get a major, that's spirit talk. When you get a minor, that's every day you need to fix something that's going on in your everyday life. But for us to get a major card on the air, you definitely know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Spirit has something to say to the whole. And the card that we have is the Hermit. And we have time for me to just give you the whole background on the Hermit. So relax. Because you can't see the card, but I'm going to give you the description of the card, and then I'm going to give you the advice of the card. And since I have at least 15 more minutes to showtime, why not sit back, relax, close your eyes, and listen? Okay, the description of the card is the Sandman is the eternal hermit. He only comes out to play when the rest of the world is safely embedded. Though we've never had the chance to hold him in present conversation, or even so much as caught a glimpse of him, we know he's our friend. Silently, he creeps through the night, going about his work. He brings us the gifts of peaceful guidance and creative dreaming. The Sandman is an old soul, and he carries with him the wisdom of the ages. His unkempt appearance of his hair and beard denote retreat from civilization and the growth gained from inner search. To seal his invisibility, he wears a dark blue robe splashed with stars and moons. It is the perfect camouflage against the midnight sky. In this card, we see the Sandman slipping through a casement window, a symbol of the gateway between the spiritual and the physical, into the bedroom of a sleeping child. He reaches into his box of creative treasures and sprinkles them in the direction of the child to ensure the inner peace of spirituality in a busy, hectic world. That's nice. Now, that's a description of the card itself. Because I can't show you the card because you're on the air and I'm on the air. So let's see what advice Sandman has for us, the Hermit. When the Hermit creeps into a spread, it's time to take a break from the mundane world and delve into the spiritual realm. Rest, relax, and take time for yourself. Recuperate from the business of life's everyday activities and listen to your inner voice. Forget about society's expectations. Explore the options. Take your time. Don't rush into anything. If you're unsure of an offer, ask for clarification. Be certain you understand what the situation entails, then choose the path that is right for you. Allow yourself to dream a little and make plans for reaching your goals. Be creative. Only through dreaming can you live a fulfilling existence in the physical world. Let your higher self take over and pay close attention to what it has to say. Take its advice and begin the pilgrimage towards self-discovery. As you travel the path towards self, sort through your life and toss out any extraneous baggage. Realize that the inward search and spiritual house cleaning is not always fun, but it is imperative to finding out who you really are, where your talents lie, and your purpose for existence in this life. Now, is not this card right on time with the topic of Lena, where she says all about values, you know? So you're going to clean house? You're going to look at yourself. You're going to reevaluate those things that you have been going through and what's been going on with you. And this is how you're going to start out your new year. This is your start. I love it. The Hermit, right on time. Okay? Let your higher self take over and pay close attention to what it has to say. And with that, this is Duchess. I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to send you lots of love, hugs, and spiritual blessings your way. Be good. Until next month, we're going to see the first and the third Tuesday. Here we go. The first and third Sunday of the month. And I will get in touch with everybody, let you know how Fabio is. I haven't heard from her, so I'm really concerned about that. You take care. Sending you lots of love hugs, and we'll talk to you real soon. Stay blessed. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.